the gap between students and teachers and color has been widening in Pennsylvania. Despite a concerted effort to diversify the teaching force, this has happened because the student body has changed more rapidly. In districts where this disparity is especially wide, black families say it does a disservice to education. Keystone Crossroads contributor Sojourner Ahibe takes us to one such district in Delaware County.
When Ashley Dawson was in school, she was one of the very few black students at Walnut Street Elementary in the William Penn School District. That was the 1980s and 90s. Now the suburban Philadelphia district is predominantly black.
It's so funny, if you look at some of the yearbook pictures or the class pictures over the years, you can start to see how it changed.
Dawson doesn't remember having many black teachers growing up, but the one she did have took special interest in her. Thanks to them, Dawson graduated from William Penn and pursued a career in education. Now her daughter, Shauna, is a high school senior in the district.
But I definitely feel like I am pushing a little bit harder at home, just because I don't know, because she doesn't have all of those teachers there that look like her, that understand that struggle. I don't know if she's getting what I got.
And Dawson has reason to be worried. Diversity among the teaching force has not kept up with the student body. William Penn has become one of the districts in the state with the widest gaps between students of color and teachers of color. There, only about 4% of the students are white, but about 80% of the teachers are. This is an issue in districts across the state. The gap between students and teachers is widening, and there's a sizable chunk of districts that haven't had a single educator of color in years.
He was sweet as pie, but he just couldn't control the classroom.
That's Ashley's daughter, Shauna, talking about a young white teacher she had sophomore year who had trouble managing her geometry class. The experience took a toll on her mental health. Shauna had been dealing with bouts of anxiety outside of class too.
You're in a room full of 26 kids not learning anything. It is very distracting.
In the end, Shauna failed two semesters in the class and had to retake it, a first in her academic career. Shauna's experience in other classes, especially those led by black teachers, has been much better. She and her mom see a clear reason why.
The students kind of look up to them as like their moms or their aunt, because they wouldn't disrespect the other black women in a lot. So why start with the teacher right here?
Jameera Miller, a recent graduate of the district, says negative experiences with non-black teachers stem from a lack of compassion for students of color. She remembers a white teacher in the district refusing to let her use the microwave to heat up her lunch.
And I felt like, why are my only options to bring cold lunch? But like, many teachers didn't have that love. Many teachers felt like, I guess, like, we didn't deserve the same things that their kids had, honestly.
But Susan Norton, a white teacher at Pinewood High School, says being an effective teacher comes from carrying a deep respect for diverse students and backgrounds.
We're using a new curriculum this year, and we need to be looking to see, are our authors that are in this curriculum going to recognize fluid gender? Are they going to recognize different cultures, different voices?
Black families in the district, though, say they need more than just compassionate white teachers. They want more educators that look like their children. But why hasn't this happened already? Several sources say past district leaders simply didn't make it a priority.
There were teachers who were like, I don't understand how you don't have this job.
Elizabeth Brown says her story is case and point. She was a teacher in the district who was turned down for promotions for years, she says, because of her race and gender.
We just know this. Like, there were people who weren't getting, they were getting hired, but didn't have the qualifications, but we had the qualifications.
But things recently turned around for Brown. A new black superintendent was hired, who has made the district's hiring practices more transparent. Brown has since earned a promotion to assistant principal. Still, she says, the district has much work to do to better serve its students.
I think that we have great teachers, black and white, but I do think that we have an issue as far as obtaining and looking for African-American educators. They're there. We just have to get them to come here. And I don't think it's a stretch.
Sojourner Ahibe, Keystone Crossroads.